Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Hello and welcome to The Sports Page. I am your host, Ashton Nix. Happy Saturday. Coming to you from the Next Gen Studios. Today we have a special guest joining us. His name is Corey Greer. What's going on, Corey?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm here to just talk about what about every other person in sports are talking about right now. And that is the Bishop Sycamores game.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're going to have you on more than likely to talk college football as you're what I believe a college football expert. But today, when we couldn't resist with the recent story coming out about the Bishop Sycamore scandal. If you haven't heard, those of you listening, Bishop Sycamore is a high school in Ohio, or well, we'll get into it. They're not really a high school, but the high school football team, Bishop Sycamore. Man, that's getting that same Bishop Sycamore that many times. I'm going to have a lot of tongue twisters there. But they recently played on ESPN, a televised game against the IMG Academy. And as we all know, if you follow high school football and high school recruiting going into college, the IMG Academy is one of the premier high school football teams in the country. Now, the problem with Bishop Sycamore, or the Bishop Sycamore High School football team, is they aren't a real high school. After they were defeated by IMG by, I believe it was 50-0 this past Sunday, or the game was on Sunday, either this past Sunday or the Sunday before, somebody started doing some background checks into them because it didn't seem like they were the team they were saying they were with 4- and 5-star recruits. Now, a little research will show you that Bishop Sycamore is a non-chartered, non-tax-supported school. At least they were in 2020. In 2021, there's nothing in the Ohio state education system named or labeled Bishop Sycamore. But in 2020, they were non-chartered and non-tax-supported. They chose not to be chartered because of religious beliefs, whatever that may mean. There's no details going into what religious beliefs those are. More like, if they're not chartered and not in the system, nobody's really keeping tabs on them. I think that's really what they were going for, and they used religious beliefs as the loophole. Now, with all of that said, that's already throwing up a bunch of red flags. I mean, going into it and doing more research, their mailing address for Bishop Sycamore leads to a building called the Resolute Athletic Company. And the recruiting address is a library where Bishop Sycamore rented a room back in 2020, but they no longer are renting that room. And, you know, the first place you'd go to look is their website, which they have a website with a couple of pictures football related, but it's mostly blank. There's nothing on there. So, Corey, what kind of red flags just so far is this kind of throwing up?
Well, like I was saying, this is the first time this has happened. It first started red flags in 2018, when the so-called Christian of Faith Academy came up as having identical goals as Sycamore had.
Going back to that, I mean, we'll talk more about Roy Johnson, the head coach of the football team. But yeah, he had started some schools before 2020 when Bishop Sycamore is coming on the scene. And before that, those schools had fallen apart over fraud and closing the schools down and then themselves turning into Bishop Sycamore. Now, I don't know if it's legal entities going into this where, yeah, they switch it over to Bishop Sycamore, if it was more of a, maybe more of a like, okay, now we just know Roy Johnson was in charge of these and he just decided to start Bishop Sycamore. But you can already tell there's some fraud going on here. I mean, you think being on ESPN, there's a lot of information they have to give, and they did give a lot of information, just not a lot of correct information. I mean, the roster they turned in wasn't the same as the players that actually played in the game. Multiple players on the team are older than high school aged. And back in 2020, some of those players that were on the Bishop Sycamore High School team had already played in junior college teams, football teams, before playing for Bishop Sycamore. What else do you have on Bishop Sycamore? I mean, you did some more research. What kind of things did you find out?
They don't have no paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, not correct paperwork. Anyways, a lot of fraudulent paperwork, it looks like.
And even when you look up Bishop Sycamore, they don't have no page. Anything. All it is a bunch of blogs, tweets, highlights, and upcoming private workouts.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the highlights and scores too, because you can. That's one of the interesting things that pop up is playing on ESPN against the IMG Academy. They've never won a game in Bishop Sycamore's program history, which as air quotes Bishop Sycamore, it's only been a couple of years, but they've never won a game. And as a program, they've been outscored 342-49. So how they were able to get on ESPN to play a premier game for high school football is beyond most people. And go ahead.
They actually claimed they went 5-6 last year, but as the record shows, they only played one other team in high school out of the state of Ohio, and which was another charter school, and they lost 37-14, but that's the only record of game that they showed their players.
Yeah, and hindsight's 2020. Everyone's wondering how they got away with this for as long as they did, and not only just being a fake charter school or non-chartered school, a fake high school program, which I'm sure there's. I don't know if there's fake programs to this extent, but there's a lot of academies and charter schools that are glorified schools, just so they can pop out these premier football teams. But again, they weren't chartered, so there wasn't anything keeping them up. A lot of times the football programs in general get away with a lot, but there are teachers and administrative staff that kind of keep it in check. They're not going to let anything be too crazy. But in this case, there was no administrative staff. At least, I mean, it's early in the infancy of this. It's the infancy of this investigation, and I don't even know if there's an investigation officially started or if it's just a bunch of people searching on the internet. But it looks like there's no school whatsoever. It's the commentator on ESPN did bring up that they were an online only school, doing online classes only, but it looks as if this head coach, Roy Johnson, is, and I guess his staff are the only employees of this school. It's just like a football team. And interestingly enough, we're talking about they played this game against IMG Academy on Sunday. 2 days before, on that Friday, they played another game. They played two games in 3 days. Which, in of itself, is just crazy. I mean, you can't expect professionals to do that, let alone high schoolers or a high school team, I guess. We'll get into it later that I don't think many of these kids were in high school. But there were a lot of... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
As far as I know, there wasn't one high school student on that team except the coach's son. And he claims that this is his fourth year.
Yeah, and there were people that talked to, we say, investigators or media, parents of players that were on the team last year in 2020. And one parent claims that his son was the youngest player on the roster at 18 years old, which seems crazy for a high school team. There are other issues with their players, like their quarterback, Jalen Knight. It shows, I mean, keep in mind that this is a non-chartered high school in Ohio. But if you look on his Huddle profile, on the recruiting website Huddle, it shows that he plays for Perry Hall High School in Baltimore. And the running back also, it shows on his profile, he plays for a high school in California. So there's a lot of red flags going up here, a lot of issues going on with this whole program. And a lot of times you would think this would happen to maybe a program that's winning championship after championship, and they're like, okay, to stay on top, they had to do all this crazy stuff, fudge paperwork, doing this, but all these inaccuracies for a team that's never won a game. I mean, we go back to their head coach, Roy Johnson, who has current law. Okay, let me preface this by saying allegedly. He allegedly has all these lawsuits accusing him of unpaid loans, all adding up to $100,000. He allegedly has an active arrest warrant on fraud charges. So it sounds like this whole Bishop Sycamore situation is him masterminding it just to whatever, get fame or be the head coach of a really good team. I'm not sure, but they were able to push it all the way to be on ESPN and play a premier high school football team. And like we were talking about the commentator on the ESPN broadcast, I mean, he talked about at the beginning the mystery surrounding the school more as trying to make it a storyline, I guess, because they really didn't have very much on this. And going into, I believe, the second half of the game, when it was pretty apparent something wrong with the school, because they were, I think, at halftime losing like 34-0 or something like that. But the commentator said they claimed to have D1 talent, but ESPN found no evidence of this. I mean, the recruiting list for ESPN, other recruiting lists they get, has nothing for Bishop Sycamore. These names that Bishop Sycamore gave them weren't found on any recruiting database.
Yes, they were supposed to have 3D1 players on their roster, and IMG at halftime, when they were up 34-0, they got through a red flag because they were just demolishing at most people that didn't even deserve to be on the same roster. And that's sad because you would think with being older than most high school kids, you would at least score at least one touchdown. But it didn't work out that way. So it's throwing up a lot of red flags of what's really going on from the beginning of how you can get away with it once, not twice, but this is your third program. How the state of Ohio would let anything like this happen is dumbfounded. I mean, I know I follow Texas high school football.
Mm-hmm.
This one never get so fast for me.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, no offense to Ohio. They do have some good high school programs, and it seems when you're looking at recruits, the best recruits in the country going into college, it's always Texas, California, Florida, and Ohio's always in the mix. But you're right. I don't think this could ever happen in Texas, because there's so many people that, whether they go to a good school or not, I mean, the high school I went to, they're doing actually pretty good this year, but typically they're not a traditional high school power. For most years we get blown out, but people understand high school football. They just grew up with it in Texas. It's not something that you know we don't deal with on a daily basis, especially in football season. And this would have been brought up a lot quicker by somebody, whether it be a parent or an opposing team or something. And that's interesting, because you were saying that he gets away with it three times, or on the third time because in 2018 he started one school, 2019 he had one, and 2020 he had Bishop Sycamore, and somehow they got past that and still on ESPN in 2021, because they actually played IMG Academy last year too. I'm not sure if it was broadcast on ESPN, but they played them and lost. I want to say it was 56-6 or something was the final score last year.
Yeah.
And that didn't throw up any red flags. So I'm wondering what happened this year that all of a sudden everything's coming to light. Because they were actually scheduled to play Duncanville, a high school here in North Texas, on one of the ESPN channels. I don't know if it's ESPN or ESPN2 or whatever. But they were scheduled to play them here in the next week or two. And Duncanville had to cancel that game because of all the questions coming up about it. And what I will say, one of the few things that seem to be true when you do research on them, is they have the fourth toughest high school football schedule in the country, which sometimes is something to brag about, but not when you've never won a game before. This isn't something, you don't need to be scheduling these hardcore juggernaut high school teams. I guess if you want the fame and fortune, but if you're going to run a scam like this, for whatever the reason, again, it'll probably come out later on. I'm pretty sure this guy is done. Roy Johnson, he already has some issues with fraud and not paying loans in the past. I think he's going to end up doing prison time for this, unless he can get off on some technicality, because this is some serious stuff. But whether it's for fame, just to be a coach of a premier high school team, or to give these guys second chances, because most of these guys are older than high school aged kids. They're not in high school anymore. Some of them played in junior college. Whatever your end goal is here, I'm not sure why you don't start playing easier schools to, I don't know, get the experience. I don't know what this coach's background is in coaching in general, if he's ever had success coaching. But it's kind of odd that he just goes straight to the top trying to play the best teams on national television. Man, you think you'd want to run under the radar with this, but man, he's just betting on himself to get caught going to ESPN.
Well, he's just trying to get the exposure. You know, he's sitting there trying to expose the team that he's trying to do something to get players, you know, scholarships at D1 programs. But he don't have D1 talent.
Exactly.
And that got exposed. And as soon as that got exposed, red flags started coming up everywhere. Now his past has been brought up. And, you know, come to find out, they didn't even pay their hotel bill at Wilcox, Pennsylvania, last week of $3,500 at the Hilton. like 25 auxiliaries.
Absolutely. And no, I have all that written down here as well. It's like, forget the fact that you have 20 something year olds playing for your high school team. Forget the fact that you're not a real school and you're trying to play an ESPN and against this D1 talent. If you can't even do the things behind the scenes, that's going to get you caught. I mean, to be fair, to pull a scam like this, I don't think a right-minded person would do that. I mean, nobody's 100% perfect, and everyone tries, you know, everyone has something they try to get away with. Nobody is genuinely perfect in any way. But even if I had the means, I would never try something like this. But to be somebody who would try something like this, you would think that in the rest of their life, things would be screwed up, as in the case with his head coach, Roy Johnson, allegedly, I keep saying allegedly, being involved in all this other stuff. And, you know, you can give people the benefit of the doubt sometimes, but really it's like, okay, you have lawsuit after lawsuit, you have fraud charges, you're running this obviously fraudulent football program. You're not paying your hotel bills. You're not paying for the bus. There was one report, somebody saying to keep everyone on board and happy, said, yeah, I got this whole offensive line coming. We just signed up, or whatever you want to call it. It's a high school team. I'm not sure the legality of it, but yeah, they're coming on. D1 talent. We have a whole new staff coming on. He always kept bragging about this, but they would never come. He'd always, I guess, keep people there and trying to scam them as well. And that's something that kind of gets lost in all this is, yeah, there's this football team. They're faking it. This is embarrassing. You got junior college football players getting beat up by high school players. And you're laughing at them, but these players, I mean, not that they're innocent, because obviously they know they're not high school players, but there was, I'm sure, a lot of stuff that this coach was telling them, and probably some of his staff were completely in on it, telling parents this, yeah, they're allowed to do this and whatnot to get them to be there. And maybe it's a case where he thought they could be decent. Like, yeah, we're not D1 talent, but we're 4 or 5 years older than all these other kids, or whatever. It wasn't reported exactly how. I think there was a report that there was a 26-year-old on there last year, but most of them were about 19 to 20 years old, and some 18 years old. But I don't know the ignorance of him, but obviously this being his third different school, his fourth year at least doing this, he should understand that, okay, you just got your butt kicked in 2020, losing how many ever games, 5 or 6 games, getting blown out in most cases. Maybe in 2021, you lay low and play some easier teams and not broadcast yourself on ESPN. Let's build this program up for a couple of years maybe and really get some talent in here. But again, yeah, he wants to be center stage.
Yes, and it does look like the governor of Ohio State is probably to open up an investigation.
As he should, yes.
Yes, and he's pushing for the Ohio State Athletic Association director, Dave Anderson, to be leading the charge over this. So hopefully more will be coming to light. I'm sure it will be. I mean, it's the main topic on the news. I mean, there's nothing that you can't do right now. I mean, you look up on Twitter, there's not a joke or meme that's not going on about Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, you bring that up, and it was, I wouldn't say difficult to do research on this, but it was a little bit more work, because once you start Googling and doing research on it, everything's popping up as this tweet, that tweet, this meme. And like I said earlier, I don't know what official investigation is underway yet. Most of it's people on Twitter and Facebook doing their own investigation. So there's a lot of information out there that may or may not be true. So I probably should have said that before all this. As much information as we're giving out, who knows? We're not professional investigators. We're in my case, I'm kind of vetting a little bit, where if there's two or three different sources, if I can't find it from an official news source, I'm going to try to see how true that is, that's possible. And I'm sure there's some information or numbers we gave that aren't 100% true, but I expect everything we're talking about to be true to some standpoint, at least in the sense that this was a fraudulent team, a fraudulent high school that scammed a lot of people. Not only, well, I guess really the only people they scammed outside of ESPN, which I don't know that it's 100% ESPN's fault, because I think there was a advertising agency or some other agency that sets all these up. But I mean, really the people that are hurt in this mostly are parents and players of that school. Cause you want to say, yeah, they scammed other schools, but it looks like they just got their butt kicked. In hindsight, that's the way it looks anyway. Obviously, when you have older players playing high school kids, there is some danger there. There's some risk, and you would have hated for a high school kid to get hurt by a 22 or 23 year old man. But luckily that wasn't the case. Nothing serious happened, and they caught this before anything like that did happen. It looks like, for the most part, there were a few people embarrassed, and we can all laugh about this. And then there's going to be a couple people that really go down that are responsible for this whole charade.
Yeah, exactly. To that point, I'm glad this was not before any innocent high school person could have got injured and very seriously going against grown men. I mean, spinal cord injuries happen too much on the football field. And you never know. It only takes one play for that little innocent kid to lose everything he had by getting hit by a 26-year-old man.
Exactly. And there really is danger in this level of play. I mean, when you're talking about this, I guess we'll call it a school for the purposes of, we're talking about high school football. You can't just go out there without training and play, especially against a team like IMG, who's fast, strong, knows what the hell they're doing. If you've ever played football, I've played football up until middle school, but they teach you this is the correct way you tackle. This is the correct way you hit. If you don't do it this way, you can get hurt. All it takes is dipping your head or turning your body the wrong way or you know, flinching or bracing for a hit to really injure you. And not that I'm saying that they don't know. These players on Bishop Sycamore, I'm just going to start calling them BS for their initials. Not only their initials, but it is BS, you know, the team. But Bishop Sycamore, not that those players don't know how to play football, but the fact that they're not chartered and obviously nobody's keeping up on them, there are rules about how long you're supposed to practice. You can't practice more of this. You can do this. You can't do that. To make sure that these kids are learning the fundamentals and how to do this. And nobody's keeping up on that to make sure these players, not only could they hurt legitimate high school players, or they might get hurt themselves, because nobody wants that. You don't want to say, oh yeah, he tore his ACL or whatever, but you know, it's his own fault. He shouldn't have been. No, you don't want to do that, because I assume, even though these aren't high school kids, not all of them anyways, that they have aspirations to move on to college or even further than that. So injuring themselves seriously could ruin their future as well. And you don't want to see that. And what I look at it as, this head coach recruiting these kids, and yeah, they know they're not high school kids. They're doing something they shouldn't be doing, but they're trying to elevate their career. And God knows what he told them. to get them to come play here.
You know, speaking of which, you know, I don't know if you know what Texas way is. And
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's pretty much nothing but people that's out of their prime, that's not playing high, that's out of high school. And it's a traveling rate.
Sort of like semi-pro.
Semi-pro, exactly. Yeah. And Bishop Sycamore had at least one player that came up from Texas to get exposure during this scandal.
And that's pretty ridiculous in the age of technology that we're in with social media. And I don't know the desperation of this player, but he goes from semi-pro football, some come from junior college to play, and then they get recruited, and they don't think these colleges are going to look at their background. It's not hard to Google this person and say, wait a minute, you're playing for a high school team, but you played for a semi-pro team in the Texas League, and I don't know. Again, there's so much to come out of this, and I would think we'd probably do an update episode on this maybe when more information comes out, because it'll probably be a while with Ohio doing the investigation. I bet you there's a lot of different organizations going to do this investigation. Whatever organization is high school, excuse me for not knowing this off the top of my head, but whatever the high school football, the national organization that kind of heads these different teams playing out of state, not only the Ohio State high school organizations, somebody I'm sure with ESPN, there's going to be a lot of different investigations that go on here, and there's a lot of going to be a lot of criminal charges going out. So who knows who wants to touch this? Luckily for head coach Roy Johnson, that there wasn't a serious injury that was caused by this. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of lawsuits that come up from players on high school teams, that legitimate high school teams that this school played, Bishop Sycamore played, and lawsuits from the parents of players that played on Bishop Sycamore. Because there's a lot of jokes going around. Yeah, these are all grown adults, you know, jokes around with... what was that movie called? I don't remember, the Adam Sandler football movie where he plays in prison. But where he plays, and they want to say these are a bunch of adults, and but really they're mostly 18 to 20, 21 year olds. And really, they're just kids. Yes, legally they're adults, but they're just kids, and their parents were trying to help them out. And I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits from that side saying, yeah, he manipulated me, he told me this, he screwed up my future, I can never play anywhere now because it shows on my record that I played for this fraudulent school. There's going to be a lot to come from this, and I wanted to do this episode just because it was fresh on everyone's mind. I was hesitant too, because there's going to be a lot of information that comes out that I'm sure comes out to be false that we mentioned or bigger stories, but I wanted to get this out there and talk about it and get more information on it, because it is a pretty funny story how it all came about, what's going on with it, because nobody got hurt like we mentioned. But I think there needs to be a serious side to this to talk about what actually happened, why it happened, so you can look for signs of it in the future, because I guarantee something like this is going on somewhere. Maybe they're not dumb enough to try to get on ESPN and showcase their fraudulent school or their fraudulent team, but it's happening to some extent somewhere else. And I think all these red flags that are popping up, that right now in hindsight we're thinking this is obvious, how did they get away with this, it's happening somewhere else, and it's going to bring more to light this situation.
Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows how many teams get away with this and never have a day, go to a day in schooling? I mean,
yeah.
What kind of test are they doing?
Probably none at all. I mean, like we said, most of these guys weren't even in high school. They just say they're a school so they can play other high school teams. I mean, we were talking about the Texas League a minute ago. If he wanted to coach football, again, I don't know the motive here for all this, but he could have gone and figured out some way to start a semi-pro team, which again, I guess there's not the glory there, but he says, yeah, we're, you know, we have a address, which is this indoor football complex. We have a recruiting address, which is a library room that they rented that they no longer rent. And we say, yeah, we're an online only school, but we're not chartered for religious reasons. So there's no reason for the Ohio State Education Department or whatever they're called to look into this, to keep up with it, because there's no standards they have to keep up with. And it's more like, okay, they're a private school. If parents want to send their kids to that school, who cares? Go ahead. And it turns out, I mean, there were some of these players, and most of this information is from 2020, last year, because there hasn't been, I guess, enough investigating going on this year to figure out a lot of the claims that are going on. But there's history of players going to this private school, living in apartments, and I guess the school was supposed to pay for them, or I don't know, but they couldn't pay for them, obviously, because they're pretending to be high school kids. But they couldn't pay for them, and it was hurting their credit because it was in their name having this apartment. And there's all kinds of stuff. It just goes back. There's no wonder that there's lawsuits against this coach, allegedly lawsuits against this coach, for not paying debts, because who knows what else goes on. He's just trying to get this free, that free, keeping, stringing people along. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme, just so he can be the head coach of a premier high school football team. It's ridiculous. And I'm just glad that this is finally coming to light and some serious things are going to happen for Roy Johnson.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't go further from being a state investigation and it's in the FBI looking into it with so much being of interest. I mean, who knows what's going to come from this?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Something's got to come from it. I mean, like I said, for this to be the third time for Roy Johnson to be doing this, somebody's got to stop him. Somebody's got to shut this down. I don't care how high that this has to go up to. Someone needs to bring this to a halt.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not an expert on high school sports or their jurisdictions. I mean, like we said, we were going to talk college football up until a couple of days ago. But the IMG Academy is in Florida. Just lost my train of thought. Yeah, they're in Florida. And then Bishop Sycamore is in Ohio. So there's obviously another entity over that to allow these high schools to play against each other from other states. So whatever the National High School Football Association, whatever they're called, they're going to look into this. I wouldn't be surprised if Florida, their high school or their education, state education system, doesn't look into this, because parents are going to want that. Yeah, nothing bad happened, but it could have happened. So there's always lawsuits you can file there. There's going to be a lot of different people looking into this. There's going to be a lot of information coming out in the coming months. Some true, some false, some rumors, and everybody's going to share it. So it's going to be hard to see up front. But once you get through all the weeds and figure out what's going on, you're right. I don't know the jurisdictions or the responsibilities of different agencies like FBI and things like that, but things are going to come up where there's so much fraud and so many lawsuits against Roy Johnson that, yeah, the FBI is probably, he's probably going to be on the FBI's radar. But I, like I said, I don't see a scenario where he doesn't do prison time for this. I mean, it's blatant fraud. And this isn't the first case, allegedly, again. This isn't the first time he's being accused of fraud.
But I sure hope it is the last.
Yeah. Because absolutely.
I don't know what they're getting out of it besides him trying to get some kids exposure. But he's doing nothing but making more liability than he's doing anything else.
Yeah, and that's us two saying that, rational minds thinking, where's the benefit here? But again, we may not get all the answers from Roy Johnson. He's going to have his legal team trying to get him the least or the lowest possible sentence. But there's going to be interviews and an investigation where former players, parents, things like that are going to come about what he said, where what he promised, what he said was going to happen, and there will be a clearer picture of what the motivation was here, what their goal was, and it'll come out eventually. And you know, there's a lot of rumors and speculation about what it may be, but and it doesn't make sense. But from his point of view, of all the fraud he committed allegedly, you're trying to put a rational thought into the mind of somebody who's not doing rational things. And that's sometimes the more frustrating thing, is sitting here and talking about it and trying to figure out, you know, try to break down the psychology and the thinking of this guy when, you know, none of that's going to come out for a while. So Corey, about this Bishop Sycamore scandal, do you have any more thoughts or any more information that we haven't talked about?
Honestly, I cannot think of anything that really has not been on, came out on social media or any ESPN outlets. As of right now, I cannot come up with anything that I did not know more than
made it out. Yeah, and it's one of those situations you kind of hear about this and you're like, and you're a little interested in like, what's going on here? And you get on there and you just learn more and more, and then you're just surprised, like, how has this gone on as long as it has? But I'm glad we were able to cover everything we wanted to in the right time period we were going to. Corey, I'm glad we had you on. I know we'd been messaging for a while trying to get you on to one of our shows. We will definitely have you on in the future, talking college football. And I just want to thank you for coming on our show.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I greatly appreciate you bringing me on. And I hope I've brought a little bit of light to this scandal that other people haven't heard yet, but I'm sure there will be plenty of more to come. Thank you so much.